Second story out of Washington broke in the wee hours of Saturday morning. Republicans in Congress took another big step toward a major overhaul of the U.S. tax code. The Senate passed a tax reform bill at 2 o'clock a.m. 51 Republicans voted for it, one Republican and 48 Democrats voted against it. Like the bill that the House of Representatives passed in November, the Senate legislation would reduce taxes for most Americans and decrease the taxes that businesses pay on their profits. Unlike the House bill, the Senate version would keep 7 different income tax brackets, though it would change their rates. It would allow teachers who use their own money for classroom supplies to deduct more from their taxes, and it would take away the Obamacare law that requires Americans to buy health insurance. Critics are concerned that the bill would increase the deficit. For decades, the government has spent significantly more money than it collects through taxes. Those who oppose the bill say reducing taxes would further increase that deficit. Supporters of the bill say it'll help the U.S. economy grow enough to offset that. What happens next? Both bills have to be reconciled to a single piece of legislation that has to pass in the House and Senate. If it does, it'll head to the Republican president's desk for signature. President Trump's hoping to have that done by Christmas.